Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 23rd day of February 2021. Rhino is here too. You might hear him in the background. He's a little jacked up for some reason.
Right, what up, Rhino? Up.
Yeah, he's whining. It's so funny. He, you know, he still chews on things.
He's a dog.
So, yeah, so yesterday I go upstairs after the show, and he had shredded some piece of paper that he found, and it's like, you know, 50 pieces of paper on my bed. And, you know, I give him the look. He knows the look, and he's scouring, you know. And then I clean up and go on my way. You know, today, just a few minutes ago, he disappeared upstairs for a minute, and he comes down, and I'm like, what are you into now? And so I go upstairs, and he usually follows me upstairs. But he didn't follow me upstairs.
So you knew something was up.
Yeah, so I get up there, and he found some piece of mail. I don't even know where he got it from. I really have no idea. Maybe he took it with him. I don't know if he grabbed it from downstairs and got upstairs with it. I have no idea. But he had started the shredding process. And so this envelope is on the ground, and there's a few pieces of paper. He didn't get the job done. But I was trying to call him upstairs, and he wouldn't even come upstairs. So I'm like, you know that you're not supposed to do this, so why do you do it?
Yeah, but you know what? There's no repercussions. It's just like having kids. He knows you give him the look and the scowl, and he whimpers a little bit. But deep down, he goes, you know, he ain't doing nothing to me. So as soon as his back is turned, I'm back at it.
What am I supposed to do? I'm not going to hit him.
A little tap on the nose. No! No!
Well, I holler at him, but
it goes away.
Yeah.
He comes by me, I say, get away from me.
You know, I think it's something that they eventually grow out of because he's still in his puppy stage. I mean, again, he's, what, 9 months old, something along those lines?
Yep.
So he's still in that puppy stage. Look, my dog, Tanner, when he was a puppy, there's nothing that we could do about it. So Tanner's roughly 6 years old, six and a half. Honest to God, he was, like, sadistic. He would sever off the hands and the feet right at the wrists and the ankles of Gabby's Barbie dolls and all these dolls.
Oh,
and we would have, and I mean, it was like a surgeon. He would chew them right off. And we'd have to gather all the pieces, throw them out. We'd have to get rid of the dolls. And eventually we just had to close the door to her bedroom. And those were the only things he chewed. He didn't chew wood. He didn't chew the furniture. He didn't chew socks. He didn't chew shoes. He just selected, I mean, it was almost like he knew this was like a little person and was biting off the hands and the feet. And then we had to hide all the dolls from Gabby, but luckily she had like a million of them, so she wouldn't come up and go, hey, I got five dolls, two of them are missing, what's going on here? You know? But eventually he grew out of it, and I would imagine the same thing will happen with Rhino when he gets,
I hope so,
you know, a little more mature, so to speak. He's a puppy.
I hope so. Yeah, he sure is. All right, that's not what I wanted to talk about today.
Oh, is that? I thought we were talking about pets today.
No, earlier this week you mentioned that your son, Jackson, had a special skill. He was able to recognize every NHL team's goal horn.
Yes.
By sound, and he could name which horn it was, which I thought was pretty cool. So it got me to thinking, if you had, what special skill did you have as a kid or special thing, you know, a sports-related thing, or maybe something else that you might have had. I'll go first to give you an idea of what I'm thinking about. I remember being able to, I thought it was a big deal that I knew I could tell you the name of every stadium, pretty much, every football stadium. I could tell you what every team, what every stadium name was. And I thought, that was a bit of a source of pride for me. And I remember being able to name all of the Big Ten basketball coaches, too, at one time when I was a little kid. And I thought, I'm like, man, I'm really, you know, I'm on top of my stuff. I can tell you any Big Ten coach. I know them all. Go ahead, quiz me. I thought that was pretty cool. But it also struck me that it seemed like maybe back then it might have been a little bit easier because coaches didn't change as often as they do. You know, you had some guys in the Big Ten like Bob Knight and Judd Heathcote and who was the guy? Gene Cady and Lou Henson.
Sure.
Those guys were all at their places forever. So maybe it was a little easier then. But I was proud of the fact that I knew all those things.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, too. That probably, you know, that's kind of my same answer as a kid. I think you would know all the teams, their nicknames, the stadiums they played in, and their coaches. And you're right, it was way easier back in the day because coaches didn't change every 2 or 3 years. I mean, if you were hired, you were going to be there for a while. It wasn't this win-now culture that we're in. when it comes to naming stadiums, if you think about it, when we grew up, it was Metropolitan Stadium, Soldier Field, Lambeau Field, whatever it may be, Mile High Stadium. It wasn't AmFam Field, Miller Park. It wasn't whatever. You know, they didn't have naming rights and corporate sponsorships and change every few years. I mean, if you take a look at some modern day stadiums, and the one that really kind of comes to mind is where the Baltimore Ravens play. I don't even know what that one is now. They've probably had four different corporate sponsors since they built that new stadium. So back in our day, it was easier.
M&T Bank Stadium now.
So there you go. And if you researched it, it's probably on its third nickname or its third name. You know, but back in the day, you didn't have the naming rights. You knew what it was. Well, and you could, and another source of pride is you could identify the stadium by picture almost immediately, whatever angle that picture might be, because they all kind of had their unique designs to them too. You'd be able to go, oh, that's Riverfront Stadium. Yeah. That's Three Rivers Stadium. Bush Stadium, whatever it may be. So
you're right about that. There were certain features of different ballparks in particular that had immediately gave you a clue to what it was. Like Comiskey Park had these arches in the outside walls that are visible from almost every angle. And as soon as you see them, you know it's Comiskey Park and, you know, things like that. So, yeah, they used to name stadiums after people. But that doesn't make any money. So
Exactly.
Change all that.
So we had a lot different. But I'm with you on that because that was the thing. And, you know, it's kind of funny because that is kind of a thing with Jackson, too. When we're driving around, you know, he'll want to be quizzed on hockey teams he knows, football teams he knows. He wants me to quiz him on baseball teams and basketball teams, too, because, you know, things that he's less interested in. He's at that age. He's 13, you know, where you need to know the names. You need to know the players. I don't think box scores are I don't think batting averages and box scores are as big of a thing with kids today as they were when we grew up. You always read the box scores.
Yeah, we read the newspaper every day.
Right. Nobody gets a newspaper anymore.
Right.
And, you know, you can still get the box scores on online, you know, go to a ESPN, CBS Sports, or what have you. But I don't think kids do that. Unlike we did in the day, reading box scores.
Used to read the sports paper every morning, right?
Right.
The box scores.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got another topic I was going to talk about today, but we'll save it for tomorrow, since we did a little dog feature.
Dude.
Which will continue, since they're such a big part of our lives. But that'll do it for today, Rook. So we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Bill and Rookie podcast. But you can always join us each and every Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400, The Fan.